The 2012 National March for Life is taking place in Canada Thursday. The biggest march is in Ottawa, where over 15,000 people were expected to attend. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the editor of the Canadian Catholic Register, Jim O'Leary.
Is it just in one particular area of Canada, or is it taking place all over Canada?
No, the largest one is in the capital, Ottawa, but then there's smaller ones taking place in different cities out in Western Canada, Edmonton being the second largest, and some other smaller ones around the country. So altogether, I think, you know, they anticipate 25 to 30,000 people across Canada will be out marching.
That's quite a lot when you consider it, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's been growing steadily throughout the past several years. I know 3 years ago, I remember it was 10,000, and last year it was 15,000 in Ottawa alone. So that's a 50% growth in just a few years. Well, they're expecting even more than that, contingent a little bit on the weather, but they're calling for a nice day, I think. So they're hoping to surpass 15,000 people in Ottawa, which is the biggest one. And that one, they get, you know, many of the politicians attend, and there'll be at least half a dozen bishops and Cardinal Collins, I should say, will attend from Toronto. So it'll be a pretty big turnout.
When we talk about the March for Life, what are we talking about? Are we talking about from beginning to end? Are we talking for, you know, against abortion, against euthanasia, or are we just talking about abortion per se?
No, the major focus is probably abortion, but they really do try to talk about life from conception to natural death. I think it's sort of been expanding in recent years to be all inclusive that way. So they'll have speakers, you know, talking about the entire gamut. It's really a two-day event. They have the march, and then there's a dinner, and then there's a breakfast, and they do special activities for youth as well. So I think they try to incorporate, like I said, the wide gamut of life issues.
You were talking about politicians there. How much are they listening to what organizations are saying?
Oh, not as much. I'd have to admit, as people would like them to. There's a small core of federal politicians who support, you know, the drive to end abortion. Canada is one of the only countries in the Western world that has no abortion law whatsoever. It was struck down in 1988 by our Supreme Court, and the court asked the politicians to go back to the drawing board and draft a new law, and they were never able to do that. It became such a contentious issue that now they refuse to even touch it. So the Prime Minister has said repeatedly that he's not going to reopen the debate in Parliament. Different politicians have tried different ways to get in, and right now there's a bill before Parliament by one conservative member who wants Parliament to look at the definition of life itself. Right now, by Canadian law, human life doesn't begin until the child is fully born, which strikes many of us as odd. Of course, anyone who's felt the kick of a baby knows that isn't the case, but, you know, kick of the baby in the womb, I should say. But there you have it. The first debate on that was not very well attended, and no one spoke in favor of the motion. Several people spoke against it, so it was a little bit disappointing from that respect.
So basically, a woman can have an abortion up to the 9 months?
Legally, yes, they can. Yes, I mean, practically, that doesn't really happen. There'd have to be some sort of, you know, special medical reason. I don't think, you know, I don't know of any cases actually where someone's gone full term and aborted at the last minute. But certainly, in the final trimester, there are instances where it happens.
Statistically, do you know, are women now deciding not to have an abortion, or are there more abortions than previously?
I think the number in Canada is pretty much steady. It's about 100,000 per year, and that's been held along that for several years now. So I think what we are finding in Canada is that there is a disproportionate number of female children being aborted in certain parts of the country, in the large cities. And it's a cultural thing from some Asian nations, right, where they prefer male children to females, and that's been a story that's been in the papers in the last several months, that women are being pressured to abort their female fetuses, which is ironically sad, I think. You know, but
what kind of coverage in the media are these marches getting?
Well, I think that's encouraging for the people who are behind the pro-life movement in Canada is the fact that their marches across the country are getting much greater recognition in the media. the politicians may not be listening, but the television stations and newspapers are listening more and more. A few years ago, it would get scant mention, whereas today, on the front page of the largest paper in Canada, they had an article that was previewing the march for tomorrow. So I can't recall that ever happening. And the article was very positive when it talked about how the march now is being taken over by young people, under 25. So I think, the message is slowly getting out. So this, the politicians aren't listening, but I think the country as a whole are more aware of it. So that's, very positive development.
Just regarding what help is out there for women who are pregnant and who are very concerned and they don't know where to turn. For Canada, is there advice to them about keeping their child, that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of agencies that work with unwed mothers or even married women who want to, who are going through this. A lot of volunteer organizations that, will take a woman in, will help her find an adopted home if that's what she wants, who will guide her through the process. There's a lot of that going on. Everyone wishes there was more of it, I suppose, but there is quite a, there are a lot of resources there available for women who want or seek help. Yeah.